My name is Sarah. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, this is Anthony.
Thank you. How may I help you?
I just completed the little weekly file that I have to do, and they said I have a potentially disqualifying issue.
Okay.
And I just applied it. This is my first claim.
Okay. Did you click on the what disqualifying issue?
No, ma'am, I didn't. Well, it's not giving me a link or direct link to view the disqualifying issue. It's just saying I got a disqualifying issue.
Okay. May I have your social? Let me pull you up.
All right. 410. Well, 417, my bad. 535120.
Okay. Will you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
My name is Anthony Branch. My birthday is 03-2501. And my mother's name is Sister Edmondson.
What's her last name before she married?
Edmondson.
Okay, what? Would there have been anything, maybe start something that started with a B?
What was that?
Your mother's maiden name, before that, that would be her name before marriage.
Her name, Edmondson. My mother never was married.
Okay. Well, you put Branch down here as her maiden name.
No, I told you later on the phone when I called the first time that her name was Edmondson.
And that's what you told the last call. We don't have Edmondson down here. Hold on a You told us that your name, her name was Edmondson. Okay. Let me see what we can hold on a minute. Let me see what we got on this one. What's your race?
What's my race?
Yeah.
African American.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have Branch down here, but we're not going to worry about that too much.
Okay.
Was there any other error that you received?
No, ma'am. I just received that small message after I completed the file for the week.
That there's a potential. Tell me what it said again.
Yes, ma'am. It says a potentially disqualifying issue has been detected.
Yeah. All right. What question did you answer no to?
I don't think it's gonna let me go back to the file.
No, you have to remember you can't go back once you submit it. You don't remember, but do you remember answering any question? No.
No, ma'am. I don't remember answering any questions falsely.
Okay. They don't have false or true. They just have yes or no. Because these are not true. They are not true false answers. They are things. They are actions. Things that you do. Either you do or you don't do. You think?
Yes, ma'am.
But usually they tell you what the potential, what the issue is. Give it a few days. Give it a couple of days. Maybe tomorrow. Log back into your page, your portal, and see what it says, because it'll usually tell you what that issue is.
All right, thank
you. When did you file your claim, today or yesterday?
I called Friday, and yesterday was supposed to be the first time I filed weekly, but I didn't do it today.
So give it yes, you file your weekly, so give it a couple of days to then go back and check and see what it says.
All right.
If you're saying that, then call us back. So, no.
All right, thank you.
But thank you, Anthony, for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.